Farms, Captain of Compost, Doctor of Dirt, Old Natural Howard, and lots of other goofy names. I call him Dad. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome everybody to the show that talks about organic gardening and landscaping and pest control and all kinds of things, whatever you would like to discuss. Logan and her husband, Bo, got to do a fun thing Friday. They came across some tickets. I think somebody was, one of their friends was nice enough to give them some tickets to the golf tournament in Phoenix, the one where they have the big stadium hole, the 16th hole, where people start drinking early in the morning. It gets rather rowdy during the day, but they went there on a day where 191,000 people showed up. Yesterday it was over 200,000, and today no telling. The Super Bowl game this afternoon may keep it down a little bit, but it's a heck of a interesting golf tournament and some great golf going on there too. A lot of the guys I like a lot jammed at the top there. Well, we'll do a few things. We're already getting calls in. We'll go to the phones as quickly as I can and work them in with the various reports and all that I need to do for you. Talk about in Howard's garden a little bit. Weather's interesting. We've got beautiful mild weather here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area today. But around the country, I know it varies all over the place, and depending on whether you're on the West Coast, East Coast, South, or North, there's something that needs to be going on in the garden, getting ready for things to go on in the garden, ordering things, buying stuff that you might need and all that. But anyway, we'll cover all of it as much as we possibly can. The SPCA report today, sponsored by Espoma, is kind of interesting because today's dog, Starsky, a beautiful five-year-old cream Labrador retriever mix, weighing about 65 pounds, says he's playful and a lot of energy and really a good dog to pick up. Looks like a twin to the dog from last week that's still needing to be adopted. And she's a girl, he's a guy. Her name is Lunetta. Lunetta, Marlin, and Sky are all still looking for their homes. Their pictures are on our website on dirtdoctor.com. Just go to the SPCA button right there on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Obviously, the two rescue organizations, Jan Reese Jones in Dallas and the Russell H. Perry Animal Care Center in McKinney, where Lynetta is, or in our Dallas-Fort Worth area, you can adopt them if you live in Chicago or California or Florida, but arranging transportation has to be done, and it's available. There are people that are in that business. I know some of them personally. But the main thing is just to try to support your local rescue organizations wherever you live. Brutus from previous shows was adopted, but check out Lunetta, Marlin, Sky, and today's great-looking dog, Starsky, on our website, dirtdoctor.com. The Espoma people not only bring you the SPCA report, but also our photo contest. Let me see something real quickly here. I'll pull it up in a minute. I'm pretty sure we've got our photograph up for you to identify if you identify it first on by sending in an email to info@dirtdoctor.com or calling the show at 866-444-3478. You win two things. One is the Toric Natural Organic Gardening and Landscape course. That's our online course, certification course. And also a gift from Espoma, an 8-ounce bottle of organic liquid plant food. And let's see what else. Espoma products we're delighted to have them associated with the show because they're available all across the country. One of the complaints I get quite often is, Howard, sounds good what you're talking about, that natural organic approach, but I've gone to the local garden centers and feed stores and I can't find any of the stuff. Espoma products are available across the country, probably better than any product line out there. We're really lucky here in Texas. We've got a whole bunch of stuff available because there's three major cities in Texas where we have organic gardening shows going on. John Dromgoul and his friends in the Austin area, Bob Webster in San Antonio, and our show here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And they've all three been going on a long time, and it's helped to get the stores, feed stores, farm stores, hardware stores, garden centers, nurseries, to carry at least some of the things that we talk about. Some of the stores carry virtually everything. But across the country, it's been kind of sparse because the power out there, as most of you know, is the Scotts fertilizer people, the Monsantos, the Roundup, all the stuff we don't recommend. Those products dominate the big box stores and a lot of the smaller stores as well. The distribution is very much into those products. When you go in the box stores, those products that we don't recommend, hit you right in the face when you go in. So you've got to work a little bit. Some of the big stores have some organic products. Some of them have Espoma, I'm pretty sure. In fact, I know they do. But the independents that we recommend highly are where you can find a lot of the things that we'll be talking about today and every day on our show here. Again, that telephone number is 866-444-3478. Before I get off into all the different things I need to talk about, Cheryl called in real early this morning, so we'll chat with her first. Hi, Cheryl.
Oh, good morning, Howard. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for calling.
My question is, I'm tilling up my garden, getting ready for a spring plant, and I was wondering, is there anything I can do now to prevent those, my grandmother called them flatback beetles, but the bugs that eat your squash and cucumber plants?
Yeah, there's a couple of things you can do. One, Cheryl, I recommend to everybody, and we're about at that time to for folks to start doing it. In fact, south of the Dallas-Fort Worth area, we're probably already there, and that is to put beneficial nematodes out. Beneficial nematodes, control all kinds of things in the soil and can even control things on the base of plants in some cases. So you get a little bit of control of the squash bugs and even the squash vine borer with the beneficial nematode. Just having the plants as healthy as you can is real key. And another thing that sounds kind of strange, but it's something that Malcolm Beck and I have seen through the years, and some of the folks that we've learned from in the past have told us the same thing. When you plant squash and zucchini and things that squash bugs really like, if you plant more plants than you normally do, so you have quite a number of plants, and maybe intersperse them with other kinds of vegetables, which I think is a good idea anyway, instead of having just one bed that's just solid one thing and another bed solid something else, but mix them together to a degree, get some biodiversity going. I think that helps quite a bit. Now, also on the squash bugs, they're one of those insect pests that physical inspection is real important. And you're going to notice that those eggs, which are real big and copper color, I'm sure you've seen them, will show up on the back of the leaves. And so just every day you're out there, you spend a little time turning the leaves over and looking at the back of the leaves. And where you see them, just squash them. Squash the squash bug eggs. And it makes a big difference, a really big difference in how much trouble you have. And then your spray program that we recommend as part of the overall organic process, spray the Garrett juice mixture, and on the plants that are susceptible like that, if you add a little bit of orange oil, I'm going to talk about orange oil quite a bit. A couple of things came up that required that, but adding a little bit of orange oil on the when you spray those specific plants, not a bad idea. Don't do it too much and all over the garden because it'll kill some of the small beneficial insects. But the orange oil will help a lot.
And on the nematodes, we need to wait till after the last freeze, or can we put them out now?
Not necessarily that, but what you want to do is time the beneficial nematode release with the emergence of new leaves on the plants. When things start to grow, even though we might still have a little frost here and there, that's a good time to do it, and you eliminate fleas and ticks and termites and all kind grub worms and all kinds of things by using that timing. So just whenever everything starts to grow. I got to run.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate the call. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this.
Bring a dose of nature indoors with the newest MoMA organic plant foods loaded with natural ingredients and millions of beneficial microbes to grow bigger, more beautiful plants. And with Espoma's new Easy Dose cap, you'll get a perfect pour every time. Just flip open the cap, turn the bottle over, and pour in the pre-measured dose. Then fill the watering can with water and feed the plants. No measuring, no mess. Just flip, fill, and feed. Espoma Organic, a natural in the garden since 1929. Visit Espoma.com to learn more or to find a retailer near you.
We all know that probiotics are good for digestive health, but your skin, too? I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty. Common skincare products, especially harsh soaps, can disrupt the balance of the good bacteria on your skin. But there's a progressive new approach to skincare that allows you to create a healthier environment on your skin. Probiotic skincare. Dr. Ohira applied ancient Japanese fermentation skills to merge his famous pre, pro, and postbiotic nutrients into a revolutionary 100% natural skincare line. The Kampuku Beauty Bar, honored with the Best of Beauty Award by Better Nutrition, beautifully clarifies and rebalances even sensitive skin without drying. The Magoroku Lotion and the Hadayubi Moisturizer combine Dr. Ohira's award-winning probiotic complex with 14 wild plant extracts plus one of the most skin-compatible emollients known to help restore your natural glow. As a health and beauty expert, I recommend the daily use of Dr. Ohira's skincare products, available at Sprouts and other fine health stores.
Azomite is a naturally occurring organic soil amendment for improving root systems, plant vigor, and crop quality. Azomite is easy to blend with other fertilizers to create a complete soil feeding program. Add Azomite on your garden, lawn, ornamentals, and trees from planting to maturity. It comes in a variety of grades. Azomite can also be added to animal feed for chickens, livestock, or horses. Order Azomite by calling Mike at 301-219-7540 or going to azomite.com/results. That's 301-219-7540 or azomite.com/results.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way, how it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. Here's Robert in Rome, Texas. Hello, Robert.
How you doing?
Doing well. What's up?
Well, I have a high calcium concentrate. It's, according to this soil sample, it's 535, and my pH is 6.92, so I'm good there. But I was wondering, is there anything should I worry about it for starters, and is there anything I can do about it?
What does it say about your magnesium level, Robert?
Magnesium is a 6.64.
What are they calling that? Mid, high, low?
They're calling that high.
Well, if you've got high magnesium and high calcium both, you don't need to do a whole lot other than just the basic organic fertilizer recommendations that we talk about all the time that will provide trace minerals and stimulate biological activity and all that. Having high calcium, you know, is what I deal with all the time. That's what I have in my yard, and that's what, you know, everybody in North Texas in the black and white soils has. But a lot of times the magnesium is low as a resort, so you want to do something that brings it up. But if yours is high enough like that, you're probably in pretty good shape. I like the pH level that you have. That's no problem at all. So just use the basic fertilizer recommendations that we've got on the basic organic program on dirtdoctor.com.
Well, I appreciate it. I ordered three of your books here.
Well, cool.
One other question. Can I use that Garrett juice as a pre-emerge in my garden as I work it up this year?
Well, you wouldn't use it as a pre-emergent that's going to, you know, really dramatically kill stuff. But any kind of an organic fertilizer, whether it's dry or liquid, either one, has a certain degree of pre-emergent capability by stimulating biological activity and just keeping a lot of the noxious weeds sometimes not interested in germinating as much, if you see what I mean. It doesn't kill them. It just doesn't encourage them because they're not needed. And so it gives you a little bit of pre-emergent help.
Okay. Well, all right. Thank you.
I appreciate the call. Good luck with your gardening.
Mm-hmm.
We've got, let's see, I'm going to have a hard time getting all my stuff done today, but we'll try to help some people here a little bit longer before I get back to my stuff. Ronnie in Louisville, Tex is next up. Hello, Ronnie.
Good morning, Mr. Garrett. I have a question. I have a peach tree that I need to get in the ground.
Okay.
And I wanted to put, I use that composite decking as borders, and I'm wondering how low I can go without it interfering with the roots of the tree.
You've got the tree already planted or not planted?
No, I do not.
Okay, you're going to plant the tree up in the bed, the raised bed?
Correct. Well, not really a raised bed, but, I bury the border about 3 inches down.
Oh, I got you.
Grass
I got you.
Out and everything.
I wouldn't worry about it. The roots will go over, and if they hit the material, they'll just dip down and go under it. If the good soil continues out past the border,
okay.
And so it's not going to hurt the roots at all.
Okay. Any plants that I should not plant in there in the bed with it?
No, I never have run into anything that's allelopathic to fruit trees, really. Some of the crops that do have a little bit of damage to other similar plants, other perennials, are things like tansy and, a walnut tree. The foliage from it can hurt nightshades, the vegetables, but none of the vegetables that I can think of are going to give you any harm to the to the peach tree. The only thing you got to be careful about long term is having your vegetables planted real close to the tree and end up being in the shade at some point. That would be a problem for the production of the vegetables. But none of the vegetables or herbs or anything like that are really going to hurt any of the fruit trees.
Okay, fantastic.
All right.
I have one last question.
Okay.
I finally managed to get a avocado to grow. It's about 2 feet tall in a pot.
Okay.
Is there any point in actually putting it in the ground here? Will it, ever produce?
No, there's really not. It's just a fun thing to do, Ronnie. It grows. They grow, fairly quickly. You could set it out when we get past the last frost date, and it'll grow probably this one summer for you to maybe 8 or 10 feet, and then it's going to freeze and die as soon as we have 20-degree weather next winter.
That's what I thought. Yeah. All right, cool. Thank you very much, sir. Have a great day.
All right, appreciate the call. There are some avocados that are being marketed now as more cold hardy, but I don't think any of them would live up here in the North Texas area without a greenhouse-type protection. And even if you kept them alive, I think the production would be pretty weak. So, where they grow in a totally tropical area out in full sun. They become big trees, and it's something to play around with, or maybe have in an interior atrium situation just for fun. But as far as being outside in a cold area and production, that's not going to work. Bob in Forestburg, Texas, is that right?
Yes, sir.
What's up? I tell you what, Bob, can you hold on with me?
Sure.
The birds just flew in on me, so I'll be back with you in a bit. I'll get back to my stuff as soon as I can, and we'll get caught up with Bob and then talk about emerald ash borer and some things that I've promised to talk about this morning. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. I'll be back. Recovery Nutrition is not only about food, but also about proper hydration. High-quality water is mineral-dense and not processed for the greatest amount of nutrient absorption and a more speedy recovery. Crazy Water naturally contains over 11 minerals and electrolytes. Nothing is added. Crazy Water is so good, it's crazy. Get some today at Whole Foods, Central Market, HEB, Kroger, Brookshire's, Albertsons, and other crazy good stores. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a store in your area.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrot Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrot Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Ah, the pursuit of anti-aging. We diet, exercise, use the latest moisturizers, but did you know that dietary supplements can make a huge difference too? Our body's master antioxidant, glutathione, plays a significant role in the anti-aging process by helping to keep our strands of DNA healthy. At the end of our DNA strands are telomeres, little caps that protect our DNA and chromosomes. Over time, these caps can become frayed and cell aging accelerates. Anti-aging studies suggest that by boosting our body's glutathione levels, we can reduce telomere shortening and help protect our DNA. But since our glutathione levels decrease as we age, we need some help. RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable supplement that is transforming the future of anti-aging health and wellness. RegActive features ME3, which has over 20 years of research and is proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione in our body, helping to support our cellular and anti-aging health. RegActive is available on Amazon.com. That's REG-ACTIV.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
The birds, and with Bob, I hope he's still with us. Bob, you there?
Yes, sir.
What can I do for you?
Well, I live on a limestone cliff up in Montague County and built a home about 15 years ago with the associated driveways and power lines and water lines, and I'm losing some live oaks, I believe. Once they're completely defoliated, are they dead? I haven't been able to find any green tissue under any of the limbs I've carved on.
Well, they could be. It's not a good sign necessarily. Now, they're going to start losing their leaves. In fact, some of the live oaks already have started that. They lose their leaves in the spring rather than in the fall. When the buds for the new spring growth swell up, they push the old growth off. So it's not unnatural for some of the live oaks, when they're going through that transition, to become completely bare for a short period of time. But if they kicked off some time ago when it was still cold, or back in the growing season or something, that's a really bad sign. Did you notice any of the oak wilt symptoms? Do you know what that looks like on a live oak?
Not really.
Well, it's called veinal necrosis, and when you look at a leaf of a live oak, the veins and just outside the veins will be yellowish brown. And then the rest of the leaf will be still green. It's just the opposite of what you see when you have a mineral deficiency and a chlorosis in the plant, like iron chlorosis or some other mineral deficiency. In that case, the veins stay green and the rest of the leaf turns yellow, but the oak wilt, the veins actually turn brown.
Yeah, well, the ones that I've lost are nearest where the house was built, where the driveway, the gravel driveway was laid.
Right.
Power lines and water lines cut.
Right.
So, and that combined with the drought, I suspect, is what's taking them out.
But, well, drought can be a part of the problem. It's one of the things you have to solve if you're into oak wilt issues. What you need to do is a couple things. On our website, the most important thing you need to know about is called the sick tree treatment. And the sick tree treatment can not only prevent but cure oak wilt. A lot of people in the industry say it can't be done, but it can. It's been done a bunch. And what you do is you can just go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the basic information. It's under notes.
I've used it before.
Okay, under guides. And just you pull up the details on the sick tree treatment and perform that if you think they're still alive. If they're dead, dead and dry, there's nothing you can do. I mean, if the roots are gone and the plants can just be taken out, that's all you can do. But if they're still alive, they can be saved unless the roots are too far gone using the sick tree treatment. The first step of the sick tree treatment is to expose the flares, the base of the plants, dramatically. Most important thing you can do. And then the rest of it is to aerate and apply the amendments that, we recommend. So I would I'd give it a try if, on any of the trees that are still alive at all. But if they're completely defoliated and dry, they're gone. There's nothing you can do.
They turn into firewood.
You can on live oaks. It's not dangerous at all. You can grind it up and use the mulch, and you can use the wood as firewood. Red oaks that have died from oak wilt can transfer the oak wilt onto other trees, and what you do there is you stack the firewood out in an area in the sun, and you cover the firewood with plastic. Clear plastic probably works better than black, but any kind of plastic will work. Create a greenhouse effect and cook you're kind of cooking the firewood, and that'll kill all the oak wilt spores that are on the wood.
You
don't have to do that with live oaks, just red oaks.
Thank you.
Okay, good luck. Send me some pictures. Maybe I'll see something else. I don't know if you heard that or not. Okay, telephone number is 866-444-3478. This is the time for the first fertilization of the year. You'll hear people say, don't fertilize until April. Those people are the ones that recommend the fertilizers that we don't recommend, the synthetic fertilizers, the high nitrogen 3:1:2:4:1:2 ratio fertilizers you hear people talk about all the time. Those fertilizers are synthetic. They're basically salts, and those salts of the nutrients in those products, not NPK, heavy amounts of N in most cases, will green up plants and make them grow, but they don't do anything good for the soil. They don't do anything good for the microbes in the soil. And thus, they don't do anything for the true health of your plants, the root system of your plants long term. So we don't recommend them. If you are still using salt fertilizers, synthetic fertilizers, you do need to wait till April, because if you put them out now, you'll waste 100% of the fertilizer. They'll volatilize, they'll wash away on the surface. They're soluble, so they'll leach away. So by the time things start to grow in the spring, the fertilizer will basically be gone and doing damage to the environment, the water stream and the soil and things like that. If you wait and put them out in the spring, about 10% of the synthetic fertilizers will get into the plant and do fertilizer value to the plants. But a lot of what they do, force feeding and creating maybe a little bit too much and unhealthy, unnatural growth, can often lead to some insect and disease issues. So we don't recommend them, period. We recommend the organic fertilizers. and we recommend them to go out now. We're actually late in some cases for putting out the organic fertilizer. We start doing it in a lot of cases in January. February is a really good time to do it and put out the organic fertilizers, Espoma, Maestro Grow, the Medina products, the Ladybug products, the various products. In fact, we just did a newsletter that covers all the fertilizers that we recommend that are available around here in this area that we have experience with and think a lot of. We recommend all those products used at 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. One of the reasons that they're better is they behave themselves. They stay in place. They release with biological activity after being complexed in the soil, and they stimulate the biological activity in the soil. They help build the mycorrhizal fungus on the roots of plants, and they just do an enormous amount of good compared to the synthetic fertilizers. So if you haven't done it already, now's the time. Get the products out at about 50 pounds per 1,000 square feet. Pre-emergent herbicides, leave them at the store. These toxic products are toxic products, and you can put them out if you want to. Try to knock back some of the weeds that are going to grow. It's probably a little too early to do it. If you're going to use a pre-emergent of any kind, the ideal time in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and those of you north of us and south of us can adjust accordingly, but through Zone 8, which is what we are here in Dallas, the kind of the ideal target date is around February the 15th. Some people will do it earlier than that. Some people will do it later than that, and some people using the organic pre-emergent, the corn gluten meal, will actually do a series of applications. There's some professional companies that do organics that actually do it that way. I don't have a huge problem with that, except it's expensive to do more than one treatment in the spring, and the corn gluten meal is a powerful organic fertilizer. It's got somewhere between 9 and 10% nitrogen. So if you do several applications, there is a possibility that you can actually over-fertilize with an organic product. So be careful with it or experiment with it and use it if you want to. Corn gluten meal, though, put out at 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet sometime around February the 15th in Zone 8, in the one that we're in Dallas-Fort Worth area, functions as a great fertilizer for the spring, and a very powerful pre-emergent for grass burrs, crabgrass, and other noxious weeds that we have in the summer time. So that's a window that we're in right now. we've got a new video being done. I've talked about it on the air. I talked about it briefly last week. I've talked about it on Bob Webster's show in San Antonio, and it generated a thoughtful email from a listener, and I think the listener was actually from down southern part of Texas or something, and he kind of questioned me about recommending an ash in general, even though I love the Texas ash. It's one of my favorite trees. But he had a good point. He said that should I really be recommending ash trees now that the emerald ash borer has been identified in Texas? And it's a good question. I wrote him back this. There's two points. Number one, the Texas ash is far, far hardier and healthier and tougher than Arizona ash and green ash and some of these other, even white ash that's very closely kin to the Texas ash. And ash trees are obviously more susceptible because they're not as tough. The Texas ash, all of them that I've kept my eye on now for 30-something years or longer that are in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, I've never seen a problem with them like that at all, unless there was something really disturbed about the root system, heavily compacted from construction, buried too deep in the ground, you know, the flare not exposed and all that sort of thing. If conditions were good, the Texas ash has always been great. The second major point, talking about ash trees and this emerald ash borer, which is an invasive species and knocking out millions of ash trees across the country. No question about that point. But just like oak wilt that we were talking about a minute ago, or citrus greening, or chestnut blight, or the canker disease on Italian cypress that the chemical people will tell you there's no solution for, I'll throw into that category rose rosette, there is a cure for all of those. There's a prevention and a cure, and it's called what I talked about with the previous caller, the sick tree treatment, with the first step and the most important step being the exposure and dramatic exposure of the flare. I'm Howard Garrett. I'll talk more about this and other things when I come back, so don't go away.
Ladybug, a new Earth Natural product, provides high-quality compost, granular and liquid organic fertilizers, mulches, soil amendments, and nutrient-rich magic sand. All Ladybug products start with the finest all-natural raw materials and have dependable consistency. Ask for Ladybug at garden centers, farm stores, hardware stores, Whole Foods, and other quality retailers. To find a store and for more information, visit ladybugbrand.com.
What if you could be younger and stronger for longer? Many experts agree that regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine and even your personal health and longevity. So if you or someone you know is suffering from chronic pain or dealing with other health challenges, then stem cell therapy just may be the solution. It's simple, safe, natural, effective, and affordable. So before you operate, before you medicate, now you can regenerate.
I shattered my elbow, was experiencing chronic pain. Nothing seemed to help. I said yes to stem cell therapy, and now I'm pain-free. Range of motion improved, and I'm able to do things I never could have imagined. I have my life back.
To see how stem cell therapy can benefit you, call now for a complimentary consultation, a $200 value. Call 800-705-6006. That's 800-705-6006.
Lava sand is a critical part of the Dirt Doctor's natural organic recommendations for bed prep and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. American Rio is the only high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. Their Maverick Lava Soil Amendment will dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. It can be delivered directly to you by one-ton tote. Call American Rio at 800-710-2737. That's 800-710-2737.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating the certified vegetarian probiotics. probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural, healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Amazon.com, as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard, back with you. That telephone number is 866-444-3478. We've got a new video shot. It's not completed. A shot for the planting of the new tree at our house, the Texas ash, and it's going to be good for people to see because it goes through the techniques that I recommend that very few other people do in the kind of detail that we do. And so being able to see it in video, I think, will be helpful to folks. It's not finished because I need to add a couple of things to it. It has been shot for the most part, but we're going to be adding to it. It will go into the members area first for the members to see, and then later on we'll move it to the public area. If you're interested in joining the Organic Club of America, you can see how that works right on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. And you can click on the red button that says Howard's Books and spend some money donating to TORC, Texas Organic Research Center, by buying $50 worth of books or donating $50. And that gives you membership in the Organic Club of America. So it's kind of a 2-for-1 deal. And there's some other valuable things you can get there too. At the $75 level, you get even more stuff, including the seeds from my garden and from Bob Webster's garden. So check all that out on dirtdoctor.com. My tea this morning is real good and it's real simple. You should try it. It's hibiscus, which I really like using as a staple part of my tea these days, and ginger. Judy and I cooked some pork chops last night that were really, really good. And she made a soak for them, a marinade for them that contained ginger. And I did a lot more ginger than we needed for the soak. So I used a lot of ginger in the tea this morning, along with apple cider vinegar. And it's really good. Hibiscus, a lot of ginger and fresh ginger and apple cider vinegar. Let's see, the next thing I need to do, we also on the video, I've got too many photographs and or video to make this video. Mike's always trying to get me to not make them too long because people lose their interest. So I'll probably do a second video on the stump removal using a stump grinder. You know, we talk to people and show people how to do it by drilling holes and putting saltpeter, potassium nitrate down in the holes and just let it dissolve the stump away. But the best way, if you have a stump of any size especially, is to have the arborist use what's called a stump grinder. They're just incredible tools that munch down into it and grind it into a fine textured material, and then you're done. It's a one-time operation and not real expensive at all. Also related to the emerald ash borer that I talked about briefly a minute ago, if you do get emerald ash borer on your Arizona ash or any related ash tree at all, or if you have borers in your red buds or some other kind of plant because the plant's in stress, first of all, understand that the borer is there because the plant's in stress. The emerald ash borer is primarily attacking across the country plants that are in stress for one reason or another, and those stress levels are usually, almost always, caused by environmental pressure. The plant being fertilized with synthetic fertilizers or fertilized too much or being too deep in the ground, the flare covered, being dry, being in a drought situation, being too wet, having wet feet. See what I mean? The insects are Mother Nature's tool, just like diseases, pathogens that come in to attack. They're trying to do nature's job of taking out stressed, unhealthy, sick plants. That's why they're there. And that gives you a great opportunity to understand that, hey, there's something wrong with my plant, something I'm doing wrong that I need to change. Sometimes it can be that you planted the wrong variety of plant for the city you live in or something. But using the sick tree treatment, if you've got an adapted plant, is the way to go. Now, if there are borers, borer beetles, borer insects, the larvae digging, you know, through the trunk of the tree, you can kill them with an organic product that works better than Dursban, Diazinon, any of the toxic stuff that people may still be using or recommend, or any of the new toxic chemicals. And it's called orange oil. Orange oil mixed. I was talking to Tyson Woods about this the other day. His crew were the crew that planted the Texas ash, and we were talking about that and a lot of other things. And we stumbled onto this solution accidentally years ago when I was the arborist and the consulting landscape architect also on the Radio Shack project, 40-acre project in downtown Fort Worth. I wrote the specs for the installation and the maintenance of the project. It's now part of the Fort Worth Community College system. But we discovered that orange oil would kill borers in the trunks of a red oak. I mean, trunks of a, drawing a blank on the name of the tree. Tell you what, I'm out of time here anyway. Let me gather my thoughts here. We'll talk about controlling borers with orange oil and the other things you can do with orange oil. Redbud trees, I'll try and talk about. Drew a blank. When I come back, and then if you want to be on the show with me, it's 866-444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com. I don't think we have a winner yet on the mystery photo, so check it out right there on the homepage. It's the button under the photograph on the far right-hand side. Howard Garrett, back with you right after this.